A Mountain Grove man faces several charges for allegedly attempting to meet a young girl for sex. 62-year-old Timothy Brill is charged with first-degree rape or attempt involving a victim younger than 12 years old, enticement of a child or attempt, possession of child pornography, and tampering with physical evidence in a felony prosecution. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of furnishing or attempting to furnish pornographic material to a minor. He's entered a not guilty plea and will be back in court on November 25th. The Wright County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a woman for making a false police report and stealing. Heather Widener was arrested after she reported that while she was taking a large sum of money for deposit from her place of employment to the bank, that she was carjacked and robbed at knife point. Through the investigation, Widener's allegations were determined to be false. Widener is being held on $2,500 cash bond. Police in Willow Springs are reporting that counterfeit money was received for deposit at Simmons Bank on Thursday. The police also says that counterfeit money was reported in Mountain View. The bank says these bills look and feel legitimate. They have reportedly passed the pin mark test. However, if you look real close, you can see some small nuances, such as the serial numbers matching and the ink mark in the bottom left corner of one of the bills. It is believed both of these bills were passed at a local place of business in town. The date they were passed is unknown. If anyone has any information concerning whom may have passed the bills, or if you received a counterfeit bill, please contact the police department. A measure undoing Missouri's near-total abortion ban will appear on the ballot in November, the state's high court ruled on Tuesday, marking the latest victory in a nationwide fight to have voters weigh in on abortion laws since federal rights to the procedure ended in 2022. If passed, the proposal would enshrine abortion rights in the Constitution and is expected to broadly supplant the state's near-total abortion ban. Judges ruled hours before the Tuesday deadline for changes to be made in the November ballot. Supreme Court judges ordered Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft to put the measure back on the ballot. He had removed it Monday following a county circuit judge's ruling on Friday. The order also directs Ashcroft, an abortion opponent, to take all steps necessary to ensure that it's on the said ballot. Over a year has passed since a new law took effect that allows school districts and public charter schools to offer elective courses on the Bible. Senator Carla May sponsored the bill last year because she views the Christian Bible as an historical text. She said the biblical Old and New Testament give a broad perspective on human society. Under the bill, the courses can include the study on the history, literary style, structure, and influences on society. There's no requirement on which text translation students can use. Under the law, any course offered cannot endorse, favor, promote, or show hostility to any particular religion. It's not known how many Missouri school districts are using this as part of their curriculum. The city of West Plains is set to begin construction on a long-anticipated overpass project over the Burlington Northern Railroad line on Independence Drive. The $8.9 million U.S. Highway 160 Independence Overpass will stretch between Concord Road and Freedom Drive, addressing both traffic congestions and safety concerns caused by the current rail crossing. Construction, led by Capital Paving and Construction in Jefferson City, will begin the week of October 1st. The project is expected to be completed by December 1st, 2025. Details on detour information and other information are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.